You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner takes a look back at the creation and heroics of the 4th Fighter Group during World War II and explains why their history matters.
Before the U.S. entered World War II following the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, many young Americans chose to join the fight against fascism. Some of those fellows went to Canada and volunteered for the Royal Canadian Air Force. Those who survived flight training were eventually sent to England and placed into three units, the 71st, 121st, and 133rd Royal Air Force Squadrons, where they flew Spitfire and Hurricane fighter aircraft. They were based at Debden Airfield in the county of Essex, and they were referred to by the Brits as the Eagle Squadrons. During that time, they distinguished themselves and eventually became the subject of a Hollywood movie by the same name. Shortly after the U.S. 8th Air Force was tasked to carry the air war against Germany, these squadrons were brought into the U.S. Army Air Corps as the 4th Fighter Group and redesignated the 334th, 335th, and 336th Squadrons. They became so famous that when the squadrons were transferred to American service, Walt Disney created the group's signature artwork, an eagle with boxing gloves. The boys from Debden transitioned into P-47 Thunderbolt fighters, and then finally into P-51 Mustangs. Some of their pilots achieved great fame. Don Gentile and John Godfrey were so proficient at downing German planes and strafing them on the ground that the press dubbed them the two-man air force. Colonel Donald Blakeslee, the 4th's most famous commander, was credited as one of the best aerial tacticians of the war. The group was the first to escort bombers all the way to Berlin and back, and the first to undertake a mission deep into Germany, flying on to Russia, where they rested, refueled, and escorted bombers on the return. They were one of the first squadrons to down the feared German jet fighter, the ME-262. The 4th Fighter Group achieved the most victories over enemy aircraft in the entire U.S. Army Air Corps, destroying 1,016 enemy aircraft. As a child growing up in the 1950s, I heard about these squadrons whenever I wanted, which was often. I felt as though I knew the pilots. I could then, and still can, recite many of the aircraft letter codes from their fuselages. I have clippings from the Stars and Stripes newspaper describing the pilots' exploits, and I possess many photographs of the planes, the base, the men, and the quaint buildings in nearby towns and cities. This is because my father was part of the 336th Fighter Squadron. He operated the flight simulators that kept the pilots up to speed on instrument flying. He loved to fly, but his career was cut short when, in a fall down a flight of stairs, he broke his leg. The doctors who set the break made his left leg about half an inch shorter than his right. Like many returning servicemen from World War II, he was very proud of his unit and their accomplishments, but he did not talk openly about his time in service. When I asked him about his unit, he gave me just enough information to whet my appetite, and he encouraged me to research and to learn more. What he instilled in me on those all-too-brief occasions certainly influenced my career choice and demonstrated to me that history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.